In December, many families send out annual update letters to their friends. It's a way to let everyone know who got a new car, who finally retired, who finished kindergarten. Well, generally, the people who write these letters are parents. But Jeff Horwich of Minnesota Public Radio wanted to ask some children what they would include in their end-of-the-year summary. So he visited the third grade at Adams Spanish Immersion School in St. Paul to ask the students about the highlights of their year.
We wanted to chat with you guys about what you remember from this past year. What were the most important things? And maybe I'll say, all right, we have a volunteer.
All right. It was a really good year. Well, I have a better class, better math book, and I like third grade better than second.
People don't call me little kid, and I feel like I stand up to bullies more, and I understand stuff more.
It was mostly the greatest year of my life. It's because, well, I got to finally have my own dog.
The best part of this year was when I got my hamster.
Well, I got a new cat.
I just met a dog, and, well, she ate a needle, but she pooped it out.
One of the year's important passages, you might say.
Yep.
This has been a good year because I got a dog, and it's also been a bad year because my sister ran away, and my parents are still looking for her.
My uncle died, so we went to his funeral. It was really sad. A whole bunch of people was crying, and we went to the cemetery, and yeah, I think whoever came had to skip their work.
Well, I just found out I met my long-lost brother. He's kind of taller than me.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, but when he gets destructive, stay out of his way.
In my birthday party, we went to Crosby Lake, and we were going up this cavern, and I got sick because my feet got so wet, and we got a lot of bruises from falling down so much time.
I almost hit my eyeball on a corner of my bed, and I had a bruise about that big.
All right, anybody have a crazy experience that does not involve getting hurt? Yeah, over here? Okay.
I broke my elbow playing football.
That sounds like getting hurt to me.
And I was climbing up a rock, and I fell down. My fingernail jammed into the rock. It was fatter than my toe.
In September, I did a play called Godspell, and now I'm writing a book about it.
That's Paul Eilenfeld and also his classmates Anthony Mueller, Prantner, Ator Flood, Simon Brown, Avante Wind, Annalise Herta, and Cassie Tyler.
Also, Rita Morris, Riga Kavanaugh, Olivia Fitch, Emma Taylor, Mariana Steinhardt, and Nico Prescott, all of them third graders at Adams Spanish Immersion School in St. Paul. They were talking to Jeff Horwich, host of the program The Loop on Minnesota Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.